Eye on the Illini, the podcast series brought to you by IlliniGuys.com. Larry Smith here with you and with a very special guest tonight. You've heard this summer, the game changed literally in college athletics on July 1st due to the name, image, likeness. And for so many years, college athletes were not able to profit off their likeness. I mean, it was illegal to take any kind of money or to profit, that you would lose your amateur status. Well, it's 21st century, it's 2021, and all that has gone out the door. A lot of companies coming in to take this space. Some doing it with some questionable means, taking a lot of money, but there's one doing it literally trying to give all the money back to the players. And I'm joined right now by Craig McDonald, who's a Champaign businessman. Craig, thanks for coming on the podcast today.
No, I really appreciate you having us on, Larry. This is an important issue, and I really appreciate the exposure. Thank you.
Sure. Now, your website, you're telling me, is ill-nil.com. I love that. That's pretty cool. Tell me, first off, what you want to do, obviously, is help Illinois athletes in the NIL space to make money and, to profit off their likeness legally, since it's now within the rules. But tell me quickly how you came up with this idea of, and we'll get into a moment of how you're different, but let's start with how you came up with the idea.
Well, myself and a couple of an alumni have been talking about this and have always been very involved with Illinois sports and athletics. And really, nobody knows how this whole thing is going to go down. Some people that are going to really benefit off of it, the name players, I guess the quarterback from Alabama who hasn't thrown a pass yet is up to $1 million in sponsorships or whatever you want to call it. Kofi, of course, for us, and Trent, they deserve the time and deserve the recognition of name, but they're not the only ones. We have 13 scholarship players in basketball, and they all need help. And what we try to do is to come up with a plan that does three things, and three things I think are very, very important. Recruits to come in, that we need to show them a system and a path of how to basically capitalize on this new NIL stuff. We wanted to do a couple of things. We wanted all the money to go to the kids. We're not agents. This group is not agents. They're not marketing companies. They're not here to make any kind of profit whatsoever. Actually, this company will lose money. Because of the expenses we'll incur that just to get the website, e-commerce site up and going. We also want to do it within, of course, it's not NCAA. I'm already talking about the old times, Larry. The new NIL guidelines. We've worked with the university to make certain everything we're doing is in compliance. We wanted to make sure that we weren't getting the young men in trouble. We weren't getting coaching staff in trouble. We weren't getting DIA in trouble, but we also wanted to compete heavily with the Dukes, the Kansases. We don't think that the University of Illinois should take a backseat to anybody. Our players shouldn't take a backseat to anybody. Illini Nation's strong. You know that all too well with the Illini guys and how strong it is. And we wanted to capitalize on the strength of not just a few large donors, but the whole Illini Nation can help. And third, we really want our basketball players to be great basketball players. So we did something that commits to a finite amount of time for them to where they can absolutely focus on becoming better players, better people, stewards of our community, but most importantly, winning that national championship at the University of Illinois.
Very nice. And, one thing that you mentioned, you talked about in terms of the cost and the profit, and I kind of mentioned in setting this up just very briefly, that you and I discussed before we jumped on to do this, and we're surprised at some of these companies. There's one company that actually takes 30% off the top of the money goes to the players. And you mentioned to me in our first conversation, if somebody wants to pay a player $10,000 to do, X for his or her business, you'd have to actually pay, $13,900, whatever the case is, to them, their 30%, and then the student athlete to get their 10,000.
Yeah, that's the open door stuff that even our contracts will be publicized on open doors. So that's one of the transparency issues that we have to abide by, that if, as these kids come on to our site and start getting subscriptions, monthly subscriptions, those contracts will be open to the public to see. The university was very, very adamant about that, that we want to prove to the world we got the best program. And I really think that what we put together, these subscription services, just like you guys, for each individual player, that people get access to what it's like to be a University of Illinois player every week, every day, every month, and all 13 players collaborating to give our fans a true Illini experience for really, you know, pennies a month, be honest with you. It's really not expensive, but the power of so many people and so many alumni, I don't know, I think this is true, but I've heard it many times that the University of Michigan and the University of Illinois are the two largest alumni bases in the country. Now, that may be rumor, but I know we're pretty big.
Yeah.
And we need to use that. We need to use the power of that. You know, not everybody has that. You know, a Duke doesn't have that by pure numbers. I mean, we have a big-time major university with a great tradition in sports and basketball especially, and we need to be the very best. We don't need somebody, I don't want to say outbidding, because it's not even bidding anymore. It's all legal, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these kids are providing a service. They're providing an experience. They're providing, you know, a lot of things to these people that they never would have gotten before. So we feel really good about what we're providing. We feel really good about the kids' excitement about wanting to be involved in this. I mean, they're already planning out how they're going to interviews with each other and the coaches, and maybe a day in class with them or something like that.
Nice.
I mean, it's really cool what they're talking about.
Nice.
And we thought that was important too.
Well, the website is ill-nil.com, right? Did I get that right?
That's right. All caps.
Okay.
Ill-nil.com.
Yeah. And I love that, of course. I think Illini fans around the world will also appreciate that as well. So tell us how this is different from the Open Doors or Icon Source or the other companies that have jumped into this space.
There are, I don't want to say this this way, but there are people, not just Open Doors. There are marketing companies and agents circling these kids and trying to profit off their name, image, and likeness. Yeah, they're getting some deals for them, and all the best to them. But they're also getting paid as they're getting those deals. And we wanted a vehicle so Illini fans could support the program if they wanted access to players and do larger deals. We'll get them that. But these kids aren't chasing around deals every day of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody's not coming in and taking advantage of them every day. So we have two subscription services for each player, a $9.99 service, and then we have a $49.99 service, and there's different. I'll not go through each individual little thing, Larry. You'll be able to see that on the website, the differences in the package.
Okay.
But what we're using is a recurring income model. That's where there's a service provided each and every month, and that charge happens each and every month.
Okay.
So it's not hard to do a little math here. If we have 500 Illini fans giving $10 a month, and that's pretty easy.
Right.
The only cost that will be taken out of that money is the charge the credit card processing companies charge to get it from the credit card from I put in as a subscriber to actually get to the kid's bank account, which these accounts are tied directly to the kid's banking accounts. We don't touch any of the money.
Okay.
So it's not 100%. But it's 99.7% or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
It goes directly into the kids' funds.
About a 50% handling charge, that's going to be universal regardless of who you go through.
Right.
Yeah.
And think of 1,000. Think of 2,000. And you don't have to commit that much money per person. Get up there really quick. And the wonderful thing about a recurring income model is it comes every month. So there's, you know, 500 this month, and 1,000 next month, and 1,500 the next month. It's building. So what does that do? So the coaching staff's not involved with this at all. The DIA is not involved with this at all. But when we bring recruits in, they're going to ask the players about NIL. You can bet your bottom on that. And, you know, North Carolina's doing this, Kentucky's doing this. Well, Brent has a recruit in, look what we're doing. And he can take him to the bank accounts and show him the power of what Illinois means.
Yeah, yeah.
Our fans support you guys. They have to do two things. They have to be a member of the basketball team in good standing. They can't fluck out, and they can't enter the transfer portal. If they're kicked off the basketball team or they enter the transfer portal, their subscriptions stop immediately. So it's in everybody's best interest to stay eligible, to stay good people, to stay at Illinois. You know, one of the reasons Kofi came back with the opportunities he had here.
Right.
Will he supply a great opportunity better than what he can sign next year? Will he be back again? This will make it better and easier, that's for sure.
So what will the student athletes do for this? Will they make public appearances, or you know, do sign autographs, or what will they be asked to do as a part of this?
This is going to be interactive. Okay. They're going to do videos, post on the YouTube channels.
Okay.
They're going to do updates through the week. They're going to do live Facebook, so they can have interaction with the fan base, you know, 30 minutes per month. There's a list of things that and they have to provide that, by the way.
Okay.
The DIA was very adamant that there's a base list of services that they have to provide. You just can't set up a site and then not do anything.
Right.
And we're out of whack. So our group will be monitoring, making sure that they're still doing that, making sure that the sites are operating. But really, we'll stay away. And if somebody, Larry, if Illini Guys wants to be a bigger sponsor or was one that, sign one of the players, there's a contact form on that site. The contact information will come to us, and we'll put you right in touch with a player. No agents involved, no nothing. And you guys can work out your deal the way you want to work it out.
I think that's a big piece of this. Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. No, so let's say Trent. I mean, I know he's got a deal with Game Day right now. Game Day, you know, how does Game Day find Trent? They go to the site, they get in contact with us, and we put their representative right in touch with Trent. If Trent has a lawyer or somebody handling after that, that's completely between those parties. We're not agents. We're just the avenue for people that want to help to be able to help. And that's our only interest.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's a big part that, like you said, it's not with so many companies. And that's where I was stunned with the Open Doors doing the 30%. You know, I mean, NBA agents, I think, are capped at 4%. I mean, you know, media agents, I think it's 10%. So, I mean, it's, you know, there's yeah. That's just such an egregious number to look at that. Well, as I mentioned before, the NIL went into effect in July 1st. When did you first begin working on this and setting up the framework for this, having those discussions with the DIA and making sure that you have everything taken care of on your end?
Probably July 1st. I mean, I guess there were some preliminary talks, but when it became real, Larry.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody was, you know, I don't know of any school, and we're in pretty much observance of everything that's going on, that was fully prepared to how this is going to work. And we still don't know. We know the big players are going to get the big deals. But let's take a Brandon Lee, for example. The 7'1" kid that, you know, is going to take a while to develop, but at some point could be an excellent, excellent basketball player for us. It's every bit as important for Brandon Lee to have good NIL deals as it is for Kofi, because Brandon's the future.
Right.
It's not that just present kids. It's those that are working towards becoming great players. The Benjamins. You know, the R.J. Melendez, the amazing talent we signed as a freshman. I mean, they've read about him, but nobody knows who he is. So this gives them an avenue that as soon as we publish it, that R.J. is on our site, that people can go and give RJ $10 a month for his services. And we want to have a list so great that as people go off, say they enter the transfer portal, they're taken off. And when the basketball program signs somebody on, they're immediately on the portal and Illini Nation starts working overnight for them.
Yeah.
That's how we envision it happening. That's how we hope it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Again, nobody knows.
Do you have some local businesses? I know you're a businessman yourself, but some who kind of already involved in setting up some deals for the guys who, as soon as you launch, that are, is that part, kind of part of the process?
No. I do know of some deals, but it hasn't gone through us, Larry.
Okay.
And I think that should probably be kept between those companies and the players.
Sure.
And the only reason I know is because we want to see what kind of market, you know, I mean, we are completely ignorant this whole thing. And really, quite frankly, we still are. I mean, nobody knows. I mean, you know, we're going to get this site started. And I'm sure there's going to be some bumps. I mean, you have a subscription site. You know how hard e-commerce is.
Sure.
And, you know, we do know how to operate it. We have another company that does something similar to this. But I mean, there's going to be some pains. There's no question about it.
Well, tell everyone listening, how they can get involved. So let's say I'm an Illini fan. I'm an Illinois alum and I want to get involved. What do I do?
Let me say this. If you're an Illini fan and you want to consistently compete for Big Ten titles and national titles, this is the single most important thing you can do to contribute to that cost, bar none, bar ticket sales, bar anything. This is the single most important thing you can do. So there are 13 scholarship players. We'll put walk-ons as well, too. Everybody's going to have an opportunity. But let's say that you want to support the entire program. So for $130 per month, you can support every kid in uniform that's on scholarship, ensuring that we have the finest NIL program in the nation. And we think we can do that. We think we can get thousands of people to do this. Mm-hmm. And then let people fire at us. I mean, we're really confident in this. I mean, the scripts and surges are so popular now, people are used to them. And again, you can quit at any time. There's no long-term contracts. Even if you want to quit before the player finishes his term. If a player, this is interesting too, if a player does finish his term and completes his agreements with the University of Illinois, like Trent and DeMonte, they've done more than their agreements in the University of Illinois. We're going to give them their sites for free. And if they go play in Europe and want to continue to maintain and operate them, we'll let them do that. If they leave us, they leave us. The harsh world of making money in the real world, right, Larry?
Right. So those would go to the website, ill-nil.com, and then there's a portal there where they can go in and sign
page,
up.
Page one.
Yeah.
Yep. Page one will be the information about what we're doing and those three things I laid out.
Okay.
What we're trying to accomplish.
Okay. Okay.
Then it goes to page two for a list of players, and they're just simple leaks. So there may be a picture by them. There just may be their names. And you link, and it goes directly to their own e-commerce site. You put your credit card information in, and we think it's 2 business days by the time you put it in to hit their account.
Okay, okay.
So it's immediate.
Yeah, yeah.
So if we had the first day, we had 100 people sign up. Friday, by Monday, there's $1,000 in the kid's account.
Yeah, yeah.
And we hope everybody does this. I mean, even if you can only afford 10, go take the guy you know least and support him.
Right, right.
I mean, and there's also a $49 one that gets personal visits raffled off, a lot of different more personal contact phone calls from the players that, I mean, by all means, we have some very, very wealthy alumni that have a big vested interest in the program. Mm-hmm. So really for $650 a month, you can really juice this up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to do that.
I think that the model is amazing and I can't wait. I know the website here is within days of launching it. You said you told me off mic here, you're doing some testing. And so it's going to be up here in a matter of days by the time people hear this, in fact, it may be on.
Correct.
This is really neat. What's, I mean, I want to wrap up here, but what's kind of the final thing you want to say to Illini fans about this that you haven't said already?
I'm going to say it again. It is the single most important action an Illini fan can take to keep us competitive at the highest level in the nation. Without these programs, you're not going to get the best basketball players. Because rest assured, Alabama football or North Carolina basketball or Kansas, they're going to come up with something.
Yeah.
And we've not heard anybody doing this yet, but they're going to come up with something. And we feel like there's no need for us to take a backseat to anybody.
Yeah.
None well, whatsoever.
I think you're exactly right in terms of just the alumni base. You know, what we're talking about is just immense. When it comes to Illinois, the fandom is impressive. It's just getting the word out. And so I hope you do that. Hey, Craig, listen, we will leave it there. Again, the website is ill-nil, and definitely give it a look. Understand again that what Craig is talking about here, that it's the intention is to help these student athletes again begin to profit off the new rules that are in place for college athletes. As he said, we're seeing it so many places. To your point, if you've got a quarterback at Alabama, you have to throw a pass with, you know, making high six figures already. There's no reason why a National Player of the Year candidate like Kofi Coburn shouldn't be doing the same. One final question. Any plan to expand this to other sports? I know you're starting with basketball, but plan to expand this to other Illinois sports?
We've been approached, but if I get too big, Larry, I'm not going to be able to handle the management of it myself.
Yeah.
I mean, right now I'm managing 13 to 15 kids, young men, I shouldn't say kids.
Showing your age.
You know, right. Yeah, I am. The football program would be an entirely different beast with 100 plus student athletes.
Yeah.
You know, I would guess each has their own group and we're more than willing to help, you know, them to set their programs up. But this group doesn't have the bandwidth to be able to manage the entire. I think it's a good model for the entire program.
Sure.
But we don't have the bandwidth to do it that way.
Well, like you
said, maybe somebody will help us and we'll get a big donation and we'll be able to figure it out.
There you go. See where it goes from there. So we're listening to talking here with Craig McDonald. Craig, again, thanks. Good luck. Thanks for your time. Good luck for with this whole project. And thanks for just, you know, taking the initiative to reach out and help these young student athletes. I really think you've got something here that's got real potential, and now we'll see if Illini Nation jumps on board and makes your dreams come to fruition.
Hi, Larry.
I. All right. Greg,
there you go, buddy.
I appreciate that. Coming in from Champaign. Once again, the website is ill-nil.com. It should be easy for Illini fans to remember. Well, this has been Eye on the Illini, the podcast version. Don't forget IlliniGuys.com. Free 7-day trial when you sign up. We got a couple of promotions going on right now. For if you're an Illinois student, we have your version almost of a deal. $69.99 sign up that's going on here for the next couple of weeks. It's a back to school special. And by the way, something too that we have, anyone who is a member of Illini Guys is eligible for a $1,000 scholarship next spring. If you are an Illinois student or if your child is an Illinois student, you will be eligible for that. So be sure to go and sign up. Again, a 7-day free trial. You can take it for a test drive and come on in and join us. And again, if you're a student, back to school, Illinois students, $69.99, and you get a free t-shirt with that as well. All the details are on the website, just like Craig's, IlliniGuys.com. All right, that's it. I'm Larry Smith. Have a good one. We'll talk to you next time.